This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacists and nutritionists have developed our own brand of over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero. I am a naturopathic doctor helping people find holistic, natural solutions to their healthcare needs. And the Essentials of Healthy Living radio show is here to bring you the latest science-based information regarding holistic therapies and health and wellness in general. My co-host for the show, Dana Lake, is a well-known nutritionist who has over 20 years of practice and experience in this area, and she will be hosting next week's show, so don't forget to tune in for that. Very excited to be here on Federal Radio and hoping that you all enjoy our news program. Today, we have a great show lined up for you. In the first segment, I'm going to be talking about some interesting thing that's going on in the news. We also have some information about holistic approaches to dealing with common mental health issues. I'm going to be covering some aspects of holistic approaches to mental health that you may not have heard of. We're going to be talking about nutritional approaches to improving general mental health. We're going to be talking about key nutrients for improving mental health. We're going to be talking about amino acid therapy, some interesting testing, some things that if you know anybody who suffers from anxiety, depression, even conditions like ADD and ADHD, they're going to want to listen to the show to pick up this information. So please stick around and hopefully you will enjoy today's show. So there's some really interesting stuff going on in the news today. You know, I mean, I was scheduled to have a really great special guest on for you, a really well-known holistic psychiatrist, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to get him on the show. So I decided to look at the news. We've been having trouble reaching him, and it just so happens, I mean, there are some great stories going on right now in the news about health and wellness issues. You know, the first one is this new story that came out. It was in Reuters Health, and the story is, some of you may have already heard about it. I've already heard about it on a couple news stations. It's about ADHD in kids tied to organophosphate pesticides. So basically what this study found was that kids who have higher levels of a residue of an organophosphate pesticide in their urine had up to 2 times the likelihood of developing ADHD. Now, to me, this is a huge justification and validation for things I have been telling people for a really long time. It's a huge argument for organic foods and considering what you're putting in your body and how the foods we're eating now are being grown and cared for. You know, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, which is the agency charged with protecting us from issues like this, right? So if there's a salmonella outbreak, the EPA, the FDA, they get involved. The EPA has a role in assessing whether or not these pesticides and these chemicals are tolerable for humans. And what has always been determined is that in the levels used in crops and in growing crops, the levels of pesticide are safe for human consumption. To me, that's a very relative term, because we know that if you surpass a certain level of concentration of those pesticides, they become very unsafe for human consumption. So where exactly do you draw the line? And the other aspect that we've looked at is we have no idea how these chemicals work in conjunction. So here we looked at a class, here the study was looking at a class of pesticides called organophosphates, and there's about 40 different types of organic phosphates that are used commonly to grow food and pesticides that are readily available out on the market. So, you know, the question is, how do they work together? That type of chemistry, we have no idea exactly how they affect human physiology. So this issue of toxins in our environment, I think, is a really real and important one to consider thinking about. The average baby, when they're born, if you do an analysis of the cord blood of that baby, you can find over 250 different toxic chemicals in the cord blood of a newborn baby because what's coming from mom. We live in a toxic world, unfortunately, and people are so used to, you know, not paying attention to what they're consuming because they believe it's safe. This study is the first one that I've ever really seen that specifically ties exposure to pesticides just from regular routine daily consumption of, they think it's probably just regular produce, tying it specifically to a condition. And, you know, there are such a huge soaring rates of ADD and ADHD in our culture, and nobody really has been able to pin it down or understand why. Patients, moms and dads of kids with ADD ask me this question all the time. Why is there so much ADHD? Some people say, well, we have better diagnostic tools now. But if you really look around and you look at the kids and you look at some of the things these kids are going through, there has been an increase in rate from even before we really learned how to diagnose it well. And again, this really gives some type of clear connection between the chemicals that we're exposed to on a regular basis and health conditions. Now, kids are specifically susceptible because kids have a developing body. And kids have, their mass ratio is different than an adult, meaning that they're smaller, so less exposure can be more toxic for them. You know, so having your kids reduce the amount of pesticides that they're exposed to seems like it's a good idea after looking at this. Now, I'm not claiming that if you put your kid on an organic diet, their ADD or ADHD is going to completely resolve. But here we have something that very clearly helps us understand that these pesticides and pesticide residues may really be having some significant impact on how our children grow up and develop and how they're developing mentally, evidenced by their ability to focus and concentrate. You know, if we think about it, our food supply has made such dramatic changes over the last, say, 60, 70, 80, 100 years. You know, if you think about it, my grandparents, my great-grandparents came over on the boat from Italy. So when my grandparents were growing up in Brooklyn, New York, the food that they ate, the meat that they ate, the beef that they ate came from a cow that grew up on a farm probably nearby, and all that cow ate was what it was supposed to eat, which was grass, right? So it was a pretty healthy cow, and it was pretty healthy meat. The vegetables that they ate were grown on a farm, probably nearby where they were, and there were probably no chemicals used to raise those vegetables. Then you get to my parents' generation. So my grandparents still used the traditional recipes and ate the same way that their grandparents did, but then the food supply started to get adulterated. So they started using different ingredients. They started to use more pesticides on foods. They started to use more chemicals in raising the livestock and all the methods that they've used to enhance how quickly we can grow an animal and get it ready for slaughter. So they were using the same good recipes, but they were using lower quality food. So then how does that affect my parents' health, right? So then my parents are growing up on that food, and then they start to get even more, tainted by the other lower quality foods that were becoming more popular, the more processed foods. You know, this is going to be in the 1950s and 1960s, right? So then how does that affect my health, right? So now here I am at the end of the line for over 40 or 50 years of people eating a diminishing quality of food in their diet. So, you know, all of the advances that we've made to grow food larger, to grow it faster, to grow it quicker, sure, it's paid off in yield, but has it really paid off in our health? And, you know, so many people don't want to eat organic or are possibly against it because they think it's, you know, some sort of left-wing hippie decision. But if you're interested in what's good for your body or what's good for your children, this is not the first study that we're going to see explaining to us that some of the things we're putting on our food and the way that we're growing our food has some serious negative ramifications. And, you know, new research is basically telling us a lot about our bodies and how our bodies work. You know, and this really surprised me. This is stuff that I've heard recently. Most people think genetics play a huge, huge role in how their health is going to play out over the course of their lifetime. What we're really understanding these days is that genetics can play as little as 5 to 10% of how your health is going to play out, meaning environmental factors can influence the expression of your health up to 90 to 95%. So what you do on a daily basis, the environment in what you put, in which you put your cells, in which you put your body, has a huge impact on how your health gets expressed. You know, there was a really wise doctor who recently read a great quote to me. And the quote was, "Health is the result of the favorable expression of DNA. And disease is the result of the unfavorable expression of DNA." And what I'm talking about is that your DNA is not just determined by what your mom and your dad gave you. Yes, that's what your starting material is, but what I'm telling you is that you have a huge, huge array of tools to express those genetics in different ways. If you put yourself in a positive environment, meaning that you keep your stress levels moderated, you eat food that is rich in nutrients and devoid of toxic chemicals, you exercise regularly, you have a good program for your life, your genetic expression may be very, very different than something else if it was in a different factor. And we see that with cultures. You know, you look at a Japanese culture, they have very, very low rates of heart disease. If you take a Japanese person and you put them in America and get them on an American diet, their rates of heart disease equal what an American has. So it's not their genetics that's doing it. It's the environment in which they're putting their genetics to get this favorable expression of their DNA, and that we call health. So I think this is really interesting to think about, and it was just such a great story to see this morning because, again, it really drives home something that you don't see validated a lot in the news media. You know, there aren't a lot of studies that really help us understand the impact of the chemicals in our food and how it affects our health. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some other interesting topics, some other topics in the news. We're going to be talking about the issues around mental health, and I might be sharing with you some information about some really interesting stuff you can do with pharmacy and compounding and nutrients and vitamins. So don't go anywhere. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, and you're listening to me on 1500 Federal News Radio, and we'll be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 Federal News Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Please remember to tune in every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. to tune in to our Essentials of Healthy Living program. Also, don't forget, if you know somebody who you think would be interested in listening to the show but they're out of our listening area or you're not by radio when our show airs, you can feel free to go online and stream it at www.federalnewsradio.com. Also, don't forget we have a whole 2 years of previously archived radio shows that are available for you to download and listen to for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com, and you can download and listen to those. Again, it's 2 years of radio shows, excellent programming. We are the Essentials of Healthy Living, and it's brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every week to bring you exciting news, information about your health and wellness. So we're here to educate you about health and wellness needs and questions that you might have. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and I'm a naturopathic doctor focusing on bringing people solutions to their healthcare needs with holistic approaches. And my co-host, Dana Lake, is a nutritionist with over 20 years of experience in this area. She'll be on next week, so don't forget to miss her show. She'll be talking about antioxidants. Now, in the last segment, we talked about a really interesting landmark study that was linking ADHD to pesticides that are readily consumed on produce and used in our homes as far as pesticides to kill bugs and ants and whatnot. And I think it's a really interesting segment, and I was very excited to see that they're finally linking this stuff together so people can take action about getting this stuff out of their lives. Now, I'm really excited. We have on the phone Dr. Charles Mosley, who is a holistic psychiatrist or an integrative psychiatrist in Alexandria, Virginia, and we're going to be spending the rest of the show with his expertise to help us understand how to take a holistic approach to psychiatric issues. So we're very, very lucky to have him here on the show, a very knowledgeable man with wonderful experience. Dr. Mosley, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Passero. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so first things first, I'd love for you to introduce yourself to the guests. Maybe tell them, you know, your experience, your practice philosophy. Just give us some background and, you know, help the listeners understand who you are and what is it you do.
Sure. I am a psychiatrist practicing actually in Arlington, Roslyn, Virginia. A little bit of background. I did my medical school at the Medical College of Virginia in Richmond, and then did internship and residency in the Bay Area of San Francisco. After a brief time in California treating adolescents on an inpatient basis, I returned to Virginia, my home, and began practicing psychiatry, treating adolescents and adults. Had a number of experiences working with adolescents and adults in hospital settings, but predominantly private practice, outpatient practice.
And that's what you're focusing on now, correct?
And that's what I'm focusing on now.
Okay. Now, from what I understand, you also have a background in research and studying psychopharmacology, which is basically the study of how these medications work and influence psychiatric disorders, issues, brain chemistry.
That is correct.
Yep. So so that's very, very interesting field. So what, Dr. Mosley, what got you interested in looking at holistic approaches to psychiatry?
Basically, it was my increasing recognition that what I was able to do for my patients was too limited, that more was needed. And so I began looking in the direction of more nutritional approaches, more metabolic interventions, using natural substances.
Great. So so in lieu of that, let's talk a little bit. I want you to maybe help so we can better understand why a holistic approach to mental health is really important. Maybe you can give us a little bit of a crash course in brain biology and sort of help us understand, you know, psychiatric philosophy about what's going on in the brain and how that manifests with certain conditions.
Sure. Let's start at the, you know, sort of basic level and talk about the brain as an organ. The brain, of course, is a major organ for the human as well as other animals. In the human, the brain, the human adult, the brain occupies about 2% of the body weight and consumes about 20 to 25% of the energy supplies, the glucose and the oxygen that the body uses. And therefore, it becomes very clear that it's a highly energetic organ doing a lot of things in an ongoing way. The brain is composed of approximately 1 trillion cells, 1 trillion, that's with a T. And of those 1 trillion cells, about 100 billion are neurons. Neurons are very special cells. It consists of basically three parts. The main part, we might say, is the cell body itself. And then sort of in the behind it, so to speak, are dendrites, which are long, sometimes very long tendrils that pick up signals coming from other cells. And out front of it, so to speak, is the axon, which is the part that carries the signal from the cell body to the next cell. Actually, it's next cells because there are many downstream cells that, are directly contacted by the axon.
And understanding holistic principles helps you to better figure out ways to influence how this brain chemistry is working, how the mind is working, how these different cells are interacting with each other.
That is correct.
Yeah.
If we take, for instance, the activity of the cell body itself, that body is much like a computer, an extraordinarily sophisticated computer. And it is highly energetic, as we said. It has to generate its own energy. So there's a great deal of chemical activity going on and a great number of chemicals involved. If one or more of those key chemicals are deficient, then that cell cannot function optimally. And sometimes, of course, it gets far worse than that, such that it cannot function adequately. And then it reaches lower regions of function, so to speak, up into and including death.
So, and let's make this real clear before we go on. You are not opposed to pharmacology therapy in any way.
That's correct.
You have just found that incorporating more holistic and nutritional approaches to your therapies helps you get better outcomes across the board.
Often that is the case.
Yeah, whether you're using pharmacology with it or without.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we have a bunch of different topics we can cover, you know, that we talked about nutrition and dietary influences on mental health. You know, I mean, I think some people would agree or have a logical assumption that nutrition might affect your how you feel, but there's probably not a lot of talk in most psychiatrists' office about what kind of food you're eating and how that relates to how you might be feeling.
Correct. And that's not so good, because it is very important that the intake, nutritional intake in particular, but other intakes as well, certainly including oxygen and information, be what is needed as close to optimum as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so the quality of the diet is a very important of treatment.
Right, and also, you know, organophosphate pesticides, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Now that we know it has some correlation with ADHD.
And I might say, by the way, the organophosphate concern is way overdue. Organophosphates are merely one of many toxins we are exposed to on a moment-by-moment basis. I'm particularly concerned about volatile organic compounds,
yep.
those that we are breathing,
mm-hmm.
all of us breathing them at every breath, wherever we are in the world.
Yep.
We will talk perhaps a bit about that, because that actually directly impacts one's development of psychiatric disorders and one's recovery from psychiatric disorders.
So now let's talk about another dietary factor that you often see come up a lot, aspartame.
Yes.
What is aspartame, and where are people getting it, and why shouldn't they be getting it?
Aspartame is a sweetener, an artificial sweetener. It is widely utilized in our country, unfortunately. There is a good deal of evidence that it is neurotoxic, certainly for some people, quite possibly not for everyone. However, it is notable that one of the breakdown products of aspartame in the body is formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is not good for human beings at any dose. And so the higher the dose, the greater the toxicity.
Mm-hmm. So, again, talking about nutrition and diet, I'm assuming you're talking to your patients about eating a more whole foods diet, eating a healthier, more rounded diet, getting the artificial sweeteners out of their diet.
That's correct. Another part of this that I would strongly emphasize is the importance of maintaining as best one can a rather stable blood glucose.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because sharp increases and sharp decreases in blood glucose trigger events in the body, including a stress response. Most notably, cortisol is utilized, and levels go up, but also insulin levels go up. And these chemicals, these hormones, insulin and cortisol, are actually hard on the brain. They actually have a stress effect on the brain and can literally damage the brain.
Mm. Very interesting. So we're going to have to take a quick break, Dr. Mosley. I hope you don't mind hanging in there with us.
Sure.
When we come back from the break, we're going to pick up this conversation. We're going to be talking about some things that you might not have heard about relating to psychiatric disorders. We're going to be talking about how your immune system relates to psychiatric disorders. We're going to be talking about how your endocrine system affects psychiatric disorders. And we're going to be talking about some of Dr. Mosley's favorite key nutrients and vitamins for supporting optimal mental health. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 Federal News Radio. We're going to be back right after this break.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, your liver, your body's living filter. If you eat, drink, or breathe, you need all the natural support of Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Developed in 1955, Liver Care, known internationally as LIV52, has been proven in 182 published clinical trials. It supports the liver's function when it's challenged by toxins in our food, water, air, and over-the-counter medications. Clean your filter. Look for Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid-ophilus, 900% more. Get acid-ophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid-ophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. here on Federal News Radio 1500. So thanks for tuning in. As always, we have a great show lined up for you. We've been talking with Dr. Charles Mosley, an integrative psychiatrist in the area, who's sharing with us some of his most valuable tips to taking integrative approaches to dealing with psychiatric disorders. Don't forget to tune in next week, where my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be hosting a show related to antioxidants and the important health effects of antioxidants. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and I'm a naturopathic doctor. My job is to bring people solutions to their healthcare needs using a holistic approach, and we use this radio show as a platform to help educate people about holistic approaches to health issues. We're sponsored by the Village Green Pharmacy, which is located here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been a staple in the area for over 40 years, offering people customized nutritional plans and customized approaches to their health and wellness needs. We have a compounding pharmacy, which can custom make vitamin formulas for you, as well as custom make new prescription medications like bioidentical hormones and any other prescription medicine you need. We also have a regular pharmacy where you can get your regular pharmacy needs filled. And we have a wonderful array of health and wellness experts, an herbalist, nutritionist, naturopathic doctor, and a whole array of educated staff members who can help you select from one of our over 10,000 different brands of vitamins and nutrients. So if you've never been there, don't forget to stop in. They're kind enough to sponsor the show to bring you all this great information. So I want to, without further ado, get back to my wonderful guest, because I feel very fortunate to have him on the phone today. Dr. Mosley, thank you for being on the show again.
Thank you, Dr. Searle.
So in the last segment, we were kind of talking about some dietary stuff, and as we were wrapping up, we started to talk about stress a little bit, because we were discussing how to having blood sugar ups and downs and not eating in a way that stabilizes your blood sugar can create a lot of stress on the body, insulin, cortisol, and all the problems that it creates. But I think you have some other things that you'd like to share with the listeners about stress in general and how much of an impact stress can play on our mental health.
Yes. Stress is a term that, of course, encompasses a great deal of influences that include toxicities, includes mental stress, psychological stress. It includes dietary stress and environmental stress and so on. The point that I'd like to make is this, that there's growing evidence that stress has a deleterious effect on the human brain, and depending on individual variation, individual vulnerability, and so on, it can and does cause actual loss of brain cells, loss of brain tissue. And this loss of brain tissue is associated with for instance, mood disorders. Depression, bipolar disorder are examples. And what we find in people who have been depressed, especially if they have not been treated, is loss of brain tissue in key areas, most notably the hippocampus and the frontal lobes of the brain. Importantly, we can now protect from this damage both using the right medications and using nutritional interventions. Not only can we protect from this damage, we can actually induce a return of lost tissue. We can induce the brain to become plastic. Actually, the brain already is plastic. It's an ever-changing organ.
Right, which is interesting because I think a lot of people have the perception or have been told that the brain cannot regenerate itself. And recent research is actually contradicting that and helping us to understand that like many other areas of the body, the brain has an ability to repair and to rebuild itself after damage.
Exactly correct.
Yep.
And I'm happy to say that this capacity is not just limited to the youth among us. This is actually available to us right into, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, who knows, perhaps beyond.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always nice to hear.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk any bit about any of those, you know, nutritional interventions or pharmacological interventions that help protect the brain from damage related to stress?
I would be happy to say a word or two. The group of medications that seem to be most effective for this protection and or for the enhanced repair of lost neurons are the medications that we use to treat mood disorders. And that would be virtually all of the antidepressant-type medications that we use.
Most commonly, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are probably the more popular ones right now, correct?
Well, actually, we now have what are called SNRIs,
right.
Serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, and they are actually now considered to be the best that we have. And they do appear to afford this neuroprotection and enhanced neuroplasticity. This is a remarkable discovery, actually. In addition, there are some nutritional factors. One, by the way, curiously, is low-dose lithium. Now, everybody knows lithium as a treatment for predominantly bipolar disorder.
Mm-hmm.
However, it turns out that at very low doses, lithium offers this neuroprotection and enhanced neuroplasticity, which is quite remarkable indeed. There are some others, acetyl-L-carnitine, for instance, acetyl-L-carnitine arginate, for instance, uridine, for instance. These are somewhat exotic nutritionals, but they are readily available if you know where to get them and how to take them.
That's great. That's always good news to hear. Now, something else that, you know, we discussed in our pre-interview when we were talking yesterday, you know, you mentioned at the beginning of the show our brain is 2% of our body weight but uses 20% of the resources in regards to glucose, right, and oxygen.
Correct.
So we talked about the brain being this highly, highly metabolic organ, you know, probably more so than many of our other organs. And as a result of that normal metabolism, we create a lot of metabolic waste, per se. So, you know, I mean, we talked yesterday, what I'm alluding to is what we were discussing about glutathione, and I wanted to bring it up because glutathione is something that a lot of people are starting to hear about, something that, you know, us in the integrative and holistic health field have been talking about forever, but, you know, there are some new products that are coming out that are being highly marketed that are discussing it. You know, glutathione, you give me your opinions about using these specific types of antioxidants in protecting the brain and how that might affect mental or psychiatric disorders?
There's lots of evidence that protecting the brain from oxidative damage, from reactive oxygen species, free radicals and others, is extremely important and beneficial. And that without that protection, that the brain is hurt, it's damaged, it's impaired. Now, protection. One of the most important protections from this oxidative damage is glutathione. Glutathione is a tripeptide molecule that is manufactured inside each cell of the brain, each cell of the body, actually. And for instance, it is so important that it protects against oxidative damage, it protects against toxicity, and it protects against infectious disease very powerfully. So it's got a three-part protective effect. Now, there are a number of ways to manipulate the levels of glutathione inside the cell. However, it is very, very tricky business. And a lot of efforts to do that have been failures. Some look to be successful in the early going, and then if you follow up carefully, you find that it really doesn't work. And so one has to be very careful about pursuing this goal.
Right, because the main issue, as we understand it, is that glutathione in and of itself is not very stable. So if we try and run out and take a glutathione supplement, the ability of taking oral glutathione and actually raising your blood levels of glutathione is extremely low. It's not an effective supplement to take orally. Is that correct?
That is correct. What we have to do is use a precursor strategy. And precursor being the main building blocks. And the idea is to get that main building block, which happens to be cysteine, an amino acid, to get that in its proper form into the cell. That turns out to be a very difficult thing to pull off.
Yes, our body is very complex. Sometimes these easy tasks are not so easy. But there are some good formulations out there that use these precursor strategies to help get your blood levels of glutathione up, and they are definitely worth pursuing. You know, as we talked about, the brain being so highly metabolically active creates a lot of free radical damage in and of itself. Now, you add to that somebody who smokes cigarettes, you add to that somebody who's eating a really poor diet, you add to that somebody who's around a lot of pollution, you're going to increase the amount of oxidative strain on the body. And you couple that with the oxidative stress associated with normal metabolism, and you push past those barriers and thresholds that our body has to naturally deal with that.
That's
so, you know, it is really important to think about what you're eating, what foods you're doing, what your lifestyle habits are that support this sort of antioxidant strategy, protection specifically for the brain.
Absolutely. And we might add that this kind of brain stressing phenomena actually, these brain phenomena actually work in concert with other stressors such as toxins that we were talking about before, such as mental stress, and have a cumulative effect that can lead to increased what's technically referred to as apoptosis. Apoptosis is a rather cool word that indicates programmed cell death.
Yeah, very, very interesting topic. And it does relate also to something that we might have time to get to today, which is how infectious disease affects psychiatric disorders. But right now, we're out of time for this segment, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation with Dr. Mosley about using integrative approaches to dealing with psychiatric disorders. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 Federal News Radio. We're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a megafood cold fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we are brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. bringing you information regarding health and wellness. As a naturopathic doctor, it is my job to bring people holistic solutions to dealing with their health and wellness needs. And it is the mission of this radio program to educate you about holistic approaches to your health and wellness needs in a nice free format. If you would like to stream our show online, if you're not near a radio on Sunday mornings or have someone out of state who would be interested in listening, just go on to www.federalnewsradio.com and you can stream it live on Sunday mornings. Today I have on the phone with me Dr. Charles Mosley, who's an integrative psychiatrist. He's been kind enough to spend time on the phone with us discussing some of his integrative approaches to dealing with psychiatric disorders. Just to let you all know, if you want to learn more about Dr. Mosley, you can visit his website, which I think is under construction right now, but will be up and running very soon, at www.drcharlesmosley.com. Or you can call his office at 703-527-9099. He is taking appointments, and his office is located in Alexandria. So, Dr. Mosley, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Good. Happy to be here.
Great. So, we're in our last segment here, but you wanted to cover some information about some new emerging tools that we have or that you have in order to help assess what's going on with brain chemistry so you can better help people.
Absolutely, but let me correct the address. I don't want to mislead people. I'm in Arlington.
I keep saying Alexandria.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
That's all right. Let's talk a little bit about the emerging model, we might say, of brain function. There are actually a number of emerging models that are adding to our base sort of information, and one of them is to think of the brain as the sort of the lead member, we might say, in a triumvirate of three systems.
In a triumvirate of three systems.
and it would be the neurotransmitters, and that's, you know, that's brain function largely. It would be the endocrine system, and that includes testosterone, progesterone, thyroid hormones, and so on. And then the third would be the immunological system, the immune system. So we're talking about what has been termed clinical neuroendoimmunology.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. And what it indicates is that these three systems, the brain, the immune system, and the hormonal systems, can be seen as a super system. And the reason that we can think of them as a super system is because they are also interactive and interdependent. The so-called nervous system, the brain, and its peripheral part, so-called below the lower body, below the brain body, is highly dependent. Its function is highly dependent on the endocrine system. Estrogens, for instance, influence brain activity a great deal. Testosterone influences brain activity a great deal. We can easily see that in the difference between men and women, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, one's immunological status has a great deal of influence on the brain and on the endocrine system as well. So these three interactive systems determine a great deal of our health or lack thereof. We are now beginning to use biomarkers from each of these three systems and correlate them and look for patterns of influence to give us a better idea of what's going on that's producing a given illness and what intervention strategies might be more effective. An example of this would be, for instance, if one suffers from food allergies, perhaps rather dramatic adverse effects from eating, let's say, for instance, wheat. The adverse effects can affect the gut, the gastrointestinal system. It can affect the brain, any part of the brain, and make it impossible to adequately recover from, let's say, for instance, a depression, a depressive illness. And detecting accurately what allergic reactions are driving a given illness and may in fact be the root of the illness, and intervening and correcting that is sometimes the necessary first step to getting full resolution from the brain disorder, like depression or like attention deficit disorder. So this is actually quite an exciting new possibility. In psychiatry heretofore, we've had precious little in the way of reliable laboratory testing to tell us what's going on. And so this is going to change that.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, this really drives home this holistic approach to looking at somebody's mental health. You know, I mean, it's not every office that you walk into. You know, everything is so specialized in medicine now. You know, if somebody's having a food sensitivity or a food allergy, they have to go see the allergist. You know, it's not something that is on their psychiatrist's minds usually when they're dealing with a depressive disorder. So to really look at this from a holistic perspective and understand how are these person's hormones, how is their GI system or their gastrointestinal system, their allergies, how is this affecting their brain chemistry and their overall mood? And I'm sure for you clinically, it allows you to even have a chance for some of the different pharmacological interventions or nutritional interventions to have a chance at actually significantly making a positive impact on this person's life.
Correct. And I do see that not infrequently that, for instance, I'll give you an example. This is really quite a remarkable case. A woman who had severe gastrointestinal disease, had many serious infections and so on, was also suffering a psychiatric disorder that included visual hallucinations, ongoing visual hallucinations that medication simply would not eliminate. The medication helped control them, and the person was actually able to function rather well in spite of that, but it was certainly an impairment. The gastroenterologist finally, after a lot of back and forth, decided to remove a major part of the gut. They did that surgically. They took out a major part of the gut that was severely damaged from years of infectious disease and so on. The hallucinations went away immediately. They have not recurred since the surgery.
Wow, so perhaps there was something going on in her GI system that was releasing some type of
toxin
into Absolutely. Her system that was affecting her brain.
That's correct.
Yeah, so I mean, it's interesting, you know, going back to where we led off with the show with this new research study with organophosphates and ADHD. I keep harping on it because it is the first time I've ever seen anything in the mainstream media really linking it, but there's so many places in our diet and in our daily life that we do things that could possibly affect our mental health. You mentioned food sensitivities and food allergies, and I'm assuming this is something that you often assess patients for. I mean, we know that some of the proteins, specifically in wheat and dairy products, actually can bind opioid receptors in the brain.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And provide an opioid-type experience of pleasure and reward. And so food allergies become sometimes very difficult to work with, in part because people become addicted to that which they are allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
One way to sort of elicit this is to ask, is there any food you could not live without?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is yes, that food becomes a suspect.
Yeah, nobody ever wants to hear that, but some of people's favorite foods are often ones that their bodies have developed this immunological reaction to, and they're just sort of feeding the fire. So it's definitely always an interesting question to ask people and to hear their answers. So,
that's right.
Well, Dr. Mosley, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate all your information and insight. I just want to remind everyone that Dr. Mosley, you can visit his website at www.drcharlesmosley.com to learn more about him. And you can call his office to ask him questions or schedule an appointment at 703-527-9099. Dr. Mosley, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Passaro.
All right, take care.
Bye.
So, everybody, just want to remind you that we'll be back again next Sunday for another show specifically on antioxidants. Dana Lake will be doing that show. And also just want to remind everybody to check out our sponsor for the show, the Village Green. They're located here in Bethesda, Maryland, over on West Cedar Lane. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, they've been a staple here in the area, providing people with information about health and wellness for over 40 years. It's a wonderful resource. If you have questions, you can reach me there. I'm there on Tuesdays. Or if you'd like, you can call in and talk with any of our herbalists, our other nutritionists, or one of our other experts if you have questions about health and wellness, supplements, vitamins, pharmacy aspects, and even compounding pharmacy. So everybody, thanks again for listening. This has been Dr. Kevin Passaro here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 Federal News Radio. I will talk to you all in a couple weeks.
Unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.